Welcome to the Blacklist AfterBuzz Redemption After Show. Blacklist, yes. It's a family affair. What's it called?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show. Blacklist Redemption After
Buzz. Blacklist After Redemption.
Show. When did I get that right?
I don't know.
It's a family affair here.
It is indeed.
I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Julie Carley.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi. How are you doing? How are you doing, Brazzy?
I'm great. I might sneeze again.
Uh-oh. No. I'm really enjoying this funk right now, actually.
No one's funkier than Sly Stone.
Oh, yes. That face is amazing. You're almost sneezing face.
I could have seen it. Say something. Go to camera two.
I can't even. You're cracking me up. Okay. Oh, see, it's all gone. You have to look up at the light. Anyhow, Whitehall.
Episode 6-7.
Oh, I forgot the bottle of Whitehall to drink while we did this. It's okay, because after last night, I'm never drinking again.
All
right. Until later tonight.
Yes, there was some drinking last night. I wasn't a part of that.
Nope.
I was sleeping.
I don't need you.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my goodness!
Excuse me.
How do you feel about this episode?
I don't have a sneeze button or a cough button.
Oh,
I just got the sneezies.
You got the sneezies.
I got the sneezies.
Let's talk about Blacklist Redemption.
Blacklist Redemption. Whitehall.
Whitehall.
It's all going down.
Yeah.
Who knew Whitehall was a man? Freddie Whitehall.
I had no idea. Or Richard.
Jimmy Whitehall. What's his name?
Richard.
Richard Whitehall.
Richard Whitehall.
Okay. Richard Whitehall.
Richard Whitehall was a dude.
I love that reveal.
Dude on lockdown.
Who are you? I'm Whitehall.
Richard Whitehall, that
Richard
is.
Richard Whitehall, that is.
Or we could call him Freddie if that's good for
Freddie,
you.
Freddie, Jimmy.
All right, whatever you want to call it.
Thanks for all you guys watching us on YouTube right now and watching live for you right now. Maybe I'll see you guys if you can put it up on the screen. If not, I'm sure all the usual suspects are there. Watson Kane, I'm guessing.
I'm assuming.
Golden Toe,
I hope so.
Probably.
I mean, we're very late today.
You know, we're super late.
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy day.
What's going up? It's going up on the screen.
All right, cool.
It's happening.
Yay.
So that's cool. All right.
That pleases me.
Yeah, thanks for you. And thanks for those listening on YouTube. We appreciate you guys as well in the live chat. Anyway. Oh, there it is.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. They're all there. Sassy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times 9. Cassandra Sellers, MA, and the rest of the gang. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Andrew Martin.
There you are. We see. It's all true. Okay.
Okay, here we are. Right, have a show. We got a show.
Got a show going. Whitehall.
Whitehall. It's a dude.
It's so good. It got super good last week. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. Blacklist Redemption. First of all, hello, Golden Toe. First of all, I should know this, but is this... This isn't a limited run series, right?
I was thinking about that, actually, because I feel like we have one more episode, and it can be just tied up in one nice little bow, and then it's nice and fine and neat and pretty.
But is this... did they do this like, we're going to show you the first 8 episodes, go away, then come back? Or is it like, this is just a miniseries?
I don't know.
I should know this. Does anyone know?
Do you guys know?
Maybe someone knows. Cassandra Sellers, do you
know? Hi, guys.
Someone knows. Maybe. But this is getting, it got really good. Episode 6 got super good. Episode 7 was also super good.
Yeah.
It's all coming down. The threads are being pulled in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of unraveling. I don't know who to believe or what the hell's going on.
I don't know either.
I'm very confused.
But Howard's seeming pretty damn lucid these days, isn't he?
I mean, at the end, with the suit and the trimmed beard.
When we saw him in the beginning, he was just wild and crazy and all over the place. Now he's very focused.
Right. So wait, Watson Keane, is it just 8 episodes? Hope they give some sort of cliffhanger in season 2. Is it just 8 episodes and that's it? That's the entire run of the series? And then they'll make a decision whether or not to bring it back? Is that what's happening, Watson Keane? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, let's get into this episode.
If only they were a device.
If only they were a device where you could ask it questions and it would tell you the answers.
Type in stuff.
If only we had quantum computing.
I don't. I need... Lola, I may or may not need a... For the...
we're on air.
We're on air.
Okay.
Okay, we keep talking about something.
Well, what did you think about this episode? I thought this episode was... I don't know. I rewatched it twice, kind of fast-forwarded through it the second time around. It was kind of an uneven episode for me.
In what way? Excuse me. I'll be downstairs.
Where are you going? What's happening in this show right now? It was uneven because I just felt like it was a little bit disjointed. I really loved the beginning of it. He's dying. Joe Braswell is dying right now. Yes, he has a Kleenex. They get golden toe.
There you go.
I loved the like the first half, the front half of this episode.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's probably just me. It's probably my issues. But when you start talking about things like quantum computing, I, like...
Zone out?
I turn into a glazed donut. It's
fun. Technobabble's fun. I
hate that shit.
Come on.
No. What I've been loving about this show so much is, like, the super spy stuff and breaking into things and secret tunnels and airplanes and...
But there's always the...
Hijackers. But I'm like, this whole thing is about quantum computing.
There's always going to be the
that's what Whitehall is. That's the big reveal that Scotty now, if she like makes this prototype into a real working system that she can, you know, decrypt stuff and take down power grids. I don't that annoyed me.
That's all right.
You love that stuff. I don't.
A, I love that stuff. B, there's always going to be some sort of like techno-babbly MacGuffin that you're chasing after that is
yeah, like I understand that. That's like Dumont's role, you know? That's Dumont. Just say things that I don't understand, but it sounds cool and high-tech, but don't make that the whole purpose.
No, every single Mission Impossible movie is about that. Every single Mission Impossible movie is about that. Golden Toe agrees with you. But every single Mission Impossible, it's whether it's the Knock List or
ones and the zeros.
Or a Chimera. Or whatever the thing is, it's always the thing that you're like, what the hell was Chimera in Mission Impossible 2? You know, we know what the Knock List was. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I know the Knock List. I don't know Chimera.
That's Mission Impossible 2.
I don't remember number 2.
Chimera.
What's it called? Chimera, tomato, tomato.
It's best.
Take it easy.
I thought you only watched Fast and Furious, Lola.
That's a little there off camera. Telling lies. Anyway, so let's get into this episode. It does this thing, which, again, back to our word trope. The thing is a little played when you do when you start the episode or start the movie or start the whatever with in the middle of the movie and then you do the
3 hours earlier.
2 days earlier. Like, it's such a tired device at this point because...
And it really, like, usually they do it for some big reveal or it really wasn't anything. It was just like, okay, Tom's getting beat up by Solomon.
Yeah, we didn't know Solomon at the time. We just knew he was a good beat up.
Whatever. Although that looked really painful with
Tom's in trouble. What happened to Tom? 3 hours earlier, I guess we'll find out. Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's fun when it's like, I don't know.
It pays off. It didn't really pay off. It had nothing to do with the storyline, really. It was just a moment.
Yeah, I think they're probably just, you know, needed a way to start the episode.
Yeah.
Because usually they start the episode with a bang, with a reveal, when they break in with a something. They
didn't
have that this time. No. So,
it's all right.
I'll take it. So we go back. We have. I like the way they just kind of got into it too. There was no more pussyfooting around. It's just kind of like, Tom walks in the office and she's like, "So you're my son?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay.
There we go.
We're gonna do this now. This is it."
Which I will say is kind of refreshing coming off a show like The Blacklist,
yes,
where nothing is ever talked about, no answers are ever given, no one ever
3 or 4 seasons later.
Yeah, no one ever says a damn thing.
Right.
Now, like, okay. We all know, we're all on the same page, that I appreciate that.
And it's also, like, it's interesting to me that when you know that you have 8 episodes, that there's some economy of writing here, you know, okay, we have to get this shit resolved in 8 episodes, so they're kind of compressing a lot of stuff into these 8 as opposed to Blacklist, that has to get it all done in 4 seasons of 22,
mm-hmm.
So they have to stretch it out, you know, much to your delight. I'm sure.
Much to my delight.
Speaking of things that you love and your delight.
Oh?
We got a surprise appearance by Lizzie Keene.
Did we? We forgot.
Yes, we did.
Was she there?
She was there. You know, she wasn't so bad. Was she?
She's fine.
That's a good one question. Why do you hate Lizzie so?
Don't ask me that.
Oh, why?
Don't ask me that.
Do you hate Lizzie so?
Dead eyes.
Okay. No. Liz Keene showed up for this one, and we finally got some answers, which kind of just helps.
She didn't really do anything.
No, I think
it was just nice to have a little crossover with Harold, and I mean, Harold did a little something just by breaking Howard out, but...
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Harold was full Harold. Like, he came in, like, fully, like, does this man have the... Is he being held against his will? Where's the court order? I'm Harold. That was great. Harold out.
Director of the FBI.
He's
got ish to do.
He does. But I think it was good to see Liz because it helps us with the sort of the somewhat continuity of like, where the F is Liz? Tom's off doing missions.
Yeah.
He's in Russia. He's bumping around the world. He's jumping out of airplanes. He's doing Solomon is. But he's flying airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the hell is Liz?
He has a wife and kid at home.
Yeah. And they kind of like, oh, I miss you guys. That was kind of a good decision.
Yeah, I don't want to miss her first steps.
Yeah, and... so he's been away. But, you know, Liz, who doesn't seem like the most reasonable woman around, you know, in the past, since I've known her for the last four seasons of The Blacklist, seems pretty okay with Tom just gallivanting around the planet.
Well, you know, she wants him to find his truth.
And I'm like, oh, well, you've been gone, I know. Your daughter hasn't seen
it's
you
in
months.
Part of his DNA being super spy.
I haven't
spy.
Seen you in months, but you know what? You just got to do that super spy thing.
You got to do your super spy thing. Got to find out about your parents.
When you figure it out, let me know.
I'm so sorry. I could see him in your eyes.
Yeah. Come on. She's acting.
F you, Lizzie.
Come on! Let the woman act!
Okay.
Let Liz do her thing. Let Liz live.
Let Liz live. Let her live her truth.
Oh, man. Okay, so before that, and then also at the end, she's also very, and we're jumping around, but she's very understanding. It's like, I got one last thing to do. Take down Halcyon. She's like, all right, babe. No problem.
I support you. I'll support your choices.
Dinner ready at 7 when you come back. But can I ask how you're going to do that? We'll turn on the TV. You'll find out. Yeah, I don't know.
P.S. I love Tom.
I know!
I love Tom!
I don't even care, because Tom's so great.
He's the best.
Yeah, I love Blacklist Redemption. Okay, so...
I kind of do, too.
I really love it, right? Yeah. Even old Nez is growing on me now.
Sure.
I think he's just hate... Okay, you just hate all the women. I'm just going to put it out there.
That's not true. You don't like Lizzie. Don't make that accusation.
You don't like Nez. You don't like Scotty.
I never said I don't like Scotty.
I'm not making that up.
I assume you like... Right. I also love Samar.
All right, I'll take it back.
Thank you.
All right, you're 50%.
I'm a girl's girl.
You're a girl's girl. Liz isn't a girl's girl? All right. Well, I digress. So Scotty has Tom in the office, and she gets to go in. And it was a very like, sort of heart-wrenching scene because...
Here you are, my long-lost son, and you broke my heart.
Yeah. And
I don't know who to believe. I really don't.
And Scotty got really emotional. And you can... I mean, you could see a little bit of... we can talk about this off air. But a little bit of the... I feel like Scotty's plastic surgery was showing there, and it was a little emotional. I go, oh.
Or it wasn't showing because she wasn't showing emotion.
Like, that's how Famke Janssen did it.
Yeah, she looks damn good.
She looks great. But
can't furl that damn brow, though, to save her life, can she?
That was tough. But anyway, some emotion was going on there, and she... you know, really played well, and I believed her. She's like, I don't know how she's bad, because whatever she's doing, she believes is she's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think so. I was sort of interested in this Solomon and Scotty sort of relationship in this episode, because he kind of seems to have carte blanche to do and say what he wants. It's not the normal, like,
employee-employer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the usual sort of dynamic, right. You know. He went back and told another story about his childhood.
Yeah.
You know,
we heard one. Great one. By the way, hard scrabble growing up for Solomon, right?
Solomon had a tough go.
Hard scrabble background, this guy.
I love him.
And then there was a time my brother killed my dad.
And my mom ousted him.
Yeah.
She didn't turn him in, but she ousted him. Can you do that?
Then there was a time we got frostbite so bad I lost my toe in the projects. Then there was a time I couldn't eat. We could either have heat or food. Oh, yeah, then my dad got killed.
Yeah.
Then that time I killed the drug dealer at 13.
Yeah.
These are just throwaway stories he's telling.
I love it. Anyway. I love it. He's really, like, painting a picture. I could see his little apartment and the cold and the 9 kids.
Anyway.
9 kids.
9 kids. And 13 years old, you gotta take care of it. Anyway, so, yeah. Heart-wrenching. I believed her, but Solomon came to come do his job. And now, I love the way Solomon sort of plays this. Look, he had a sense of, like, I almost feel bad doing this. And I believed him. To a certain degree, I don't believe Solomon as a sociopath or psychopath so much as I believe him as just a guy who's just doing his job. You know?
Really? You don't think he was getting any pleasure out of beating the shit out of Tom?
No, he just sort of felt, he said the thing like, I almost don't want to do this.
I don't know.
It's, yeah.
I think he kind of enjoyed it because, I mean, he makes the point. Tom did try to kill him once.
Yeah, that's true.
Failed.
There's payback. Maybe he knows that he's not going to. I'm sure he's in it.
And he's probably pissed about the fact that he's been lying to Scotty, that Tom's been lying to Scotty this whole time. He loves Scotty.
Right. And by the way, I haven't been through many.
Best friend.
I haven't been through many torture things, but like, if the old cue balls in the sock, the old pool balls in the sock, I feel like Tom would have been a little more beaten up.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
He had three in there. It's a couple swings and that a smack.
So painful.
I mean, that's not a broken nose or broken jaw or broken teeth. Tom just got a couple scratches.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, that's a lot.
Tough as nails.
I don't know. I mean, if I took a cue ball one and I threw it at you, you'd be out for a week. Or you threw it at me. You have to throw it. If you just grazed me, I'd be out for a week. But let alone a full swing with three, clack. Mm. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Who knows?
Tom's seen worse.
Tom's seen it all. Anyway, I did like how that. I did enjoy Tom's escape.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah,
the mommy son fight.
The Tom Solomon fight was fantastic. Someone alluded to it up there already. The Tom Solomon fight was great because there's a little bit of a, you know, two sides of the same coin thing. Yeah. There's always a sense that Tom Solomon's a little bit of a more badass than Tom.
I don't know. Do you think so?
I don't think so. Now.
I think Solomon's more cold-hearted.
Yeah, but Tom. I mean, this is the guy who got the. Remember when Tom like. Shaved his head.
Remember Tom was a neo-Nazi? Yeah.
Remember that time
Tom was a Nazi in Germany?
Did he ever get that thing removed?
He must have.
Do you ever get to the bottom of that?
We've seen him topless, shirtless. Have we? Yes, in the shower. Remember when they were in Russia?
Can you just get a tattoo, stone cold remove? I'm sure you got every time marked down. Or Thomas.
The timestamp every time Tom takes off his shirt.
Naked. All right here. No tattoo.
Episode 4 at 14 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yeah.
For the duration of 28 seconds.
But then, so that was all that. And then but Tom does have a daring escape. He goes, well, yeah. That was all cool. And, you know, Dumont's all, oh my God, oh no, what's happening? No. This is all bad. And he does all his moves and ends up in the basement. And what I don't understand, which I really don't care, but, you know, then Scotty has a very emotional plea to the entire team, which I love the situation room. You know, Tom Keene is on the loose. We need every available resource to bring him in. And everyone's like, yes, Scotty, they go scurrying.
I did like it. You know how they use the device of the split screen, which I always think is fun. Yeah. I like it when they put Scotty on all three split screens.
Yeah.
You know, they had Tom escaping on like one half, and then they split the other half into thirds. It was just her face watching him escape. I was like, that's fun. That's cool.
Very clever.
I like that.
Very clever. I mean, lots stolen from 24, but that's fine. I'm still good. So she disperses the whole office to find him no matter what.
Mm-hmm. They fail.
They don't fail because Scotty finds her in her dress and heels. She just goes down the basement herself. Where are you going, buddy? How's that happen? She knows where to look.
What? What are you asking me?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
She's got tag teams everywhere. Everyone's great. Because she knows her son. She's got to go downstairs.
She has a connection with him. It's his mama.
So she's like, everyone go, but I'm going to check one place.
The same way that she knew that he was missing as a child is the same way she knew where he was in the basement.
Dumont, check all the feeds. Tag teams, I want you all checking every single floor. You guys, surround the building. I'll check the basement. Is that what happens?
She just felt it. She knew. Right. It's a mother's intuition.
So she does. She does check the basement. She does find them. And which is whatever. Yeah, I agree. I agree, Golden Toe.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So she does that. Does the thing, and they have that great conversation.
Oh, good call, Golden Toe. Remember how Solomon tortured Dembe? Same way.
Oh, the cue balls in the sock.
Yeah.
That's his MO.
That's his go-to.
Oh, wow.
Ah, good call.
All right. What if the sock? It's a strong sock.
A crew sock.
Your sock game's got it because if you flip the thing and it rips right through, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's not a good look.
I'm sure.
I don't think he takes his holy socks.
I'm sure Mattia Solomon has found the right socks. If it had me, it'd be holy socks. I'd hit myself in the head. I'd be bad at it. I'm nowhere near as cool. I don't need three-piece suits.
I'd be bad at it.
I like to wear the three-piece suits like with the third button done. Like, I can't do that. I can't pull that off.
I bet you could try.
This is two buttons. It's down to like the...
Let's see. What you got?
Nothing. I digress. Anyway, I did fast, and I did like lose like some pounds. Anyway, I digress. So they have the nice confrontation, and Tom, and it's really because Tom's really emotional. It's his mother, and he confronts her. He says all the right things. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what's what. And if you really like, I know who my mother is. She'll do anything because he's got beat the crap out of him with pool balls.
Yeah, she let that happen.
And she's like, you know, you're willing to kill me over this stupid Whitehall thing, whatever it is. If that means so much to you, kill me now, do it!
I hate that.
You hate that what? That move?
I hate that move.
Like, oh yeah?
It was not... It just,
you didn't buy it?
No, not in this scenario. I've bought it before. If it's Riggs, if this is Lethal Weapon, then I buy it.
Yeah.
This is a Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, okay.
This is Tom. Do it, Mom!
Yeah.
Do it! Shoot me now!
All right. Well, she didn't do it. I bought it. I was like, oh, Tom, he meant it. It's his mom.
All right.
And then he did the thing. Then he escaped through the hatch.
Uh-huh. Guess he takes after his dad.
And he's in the wind. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, get it? Way to, like, really get to her.
Escape through the hatch.
I guess I take after my dad.
Oh, I thought you were doing a thing. I thought you were doing a Lost reference.
Oh, no. But there you go.
He escaped through the hatch.
I got
just
you.
Like Locke. At just the hatch like Locke. Notch. All right. So anyway, he escaped through the hatch, and he's in the wind.
He's in the wind. Picks up a hat.
Picks up a hat, calls Lizzie.
Uh-huh.
Lets her know to check out Teleforce.
Teleforce.
Yep. He'll know what it means. I don't know how
that... I have a question.
Yeah.
So Howard was in Washington, D.C.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. Yes.
Tom was in New York. Uh-huh. Tom calls Lizzie, tell my dad I say Teleforce. And like 10 minutes later, he meets him at a comic book store in New York.
Are you sure that he's in D.C.?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was there. He was there at headquarters. He was at the post office.
Yes.
Okay, well, if you know anything about the Northeast, you would know that Washington, D.C. is just a quick train ride away.
It's not that quick.
It's a quick...
I've been on that train.
It's a quick train ride from D.C. to New York. It's a quick plane ride.
I've been on that train. All right.
Maybe they used the magic SUV that... Maybe Wrestler and Bobby drove.
Oh, Wrestler and Bobby lent the magic SUV. Is that like
Stop
the magic school bus?
Questions! Jesus. Okay.
Sorry. It's just like the next scene. Right. They meet up at...
At the comic book store.
A comic book store.
And if you want to... It looks really technical. All he said was Teleforce.
Teleforce. How does he know what comic book store?
Maybe it's the Teleforce store.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, they meet. They're there.
Sorry.
He's got the hat pulled down.
It's no hoodie, but I'll take it.
Yeah, so
I was really hoping it was going to be a hoodie.
Liz has got the hoodie unlocked and the glasses, and he's got the glasses and the hat. They meet up. They say Halcyon and an entire security state is tracking them. What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, Pops is like, yo, I built the system. Let's go to Radio Shack. I can do this. I kind of like that bit.
I liked Howard and his quippiness in this episode.
Yeah, a little MacGyver.
Now that Howard is back out in the open, people know he's alive. He's a little less crazy, a little bit more focused, and he's a little quippy.
Yeah.
Telling stories about his childhood in Warsaw, Cold War.
I love it. He,
Americans take their freedom for granted, which is probably true.
I also love the, thank you, Golden Toe. The Bourne Identity moment where, forget about this.
Oh, yeah.
Tom had his Jason Bourne moment with the cops.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy. Hey, no offense to NYPD's finest, but a little out of shape.
Perhaps not the finest.
A couple of donuts.
Couple of donuts.
They're ready for action. Hey, Pally. Hey, Pally. Look out. And Tom's like, make quick work of those guys. But very Jason Bourne and Bourne Identity and Bourne Supremacy and Legacy.
All the Bournes.
All the Bournes.
I didn't see Legacy.
But, oh, man. It's good. Ultimatum, too. I think at least in the first two, he makes quick work of cops, for sure.
The last one I saw was the one with Joan
Allen.
Allen.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
She's good.
She's really good.
All right.
Okay.
She's in almost all of them, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, the first one she was in. That's the last one
Chris
I saw.
Chris Cooper in the first one. He's the best.
Yes.
Yeah. He ran the crisis room the best.
Okay.
Who ran the best crisis room? Because Chris Cooper ran a crisis room in the first one. Then Joan Allen ran it in the second one. And then David Strathairn in the third one. And Ed Norton ran the crisis room in the fourth one.
I never saw the one with Ed Norton.
Ed Norton's was
cold. I think I saw the first three.
Yep. He said, support staff, clear the room.
Hey, do you remember the show called Blacklist Redemption?
Get up and walk now. Oh, we're in the
Do you remember the show Blacklist Redemption?
Sorry, Blacklist Redemption. We digress.
That is the theme of the night.
Yeah, it's crisis rooms. Crisis rooms and big doors. We love it.
We love it.
All right, so back to Golden Toe's fault for getting off track with their Bourne thing. So he kicks the cops' asses.
Yeah.
Then,
Gets together with Daddy.
Your dad.
I love the quips. Are you done pout? Like, I'm sorry. I'm glad Howard called him out and is like, I'm sorry, I couldn't do better, Dad.
Yeah.
You done pouting?
Oh.
You done? You done, kid?
I love the father son tough love.
Yeah.
On the roof, making stuff together.
And I like that. you know what? I agree. I like that a lot. I like that Tom is kind of, it seems like Tom's excited about Daddy.
Yeah, he's happy.
You know, like, just me and my dad.
Just making a weird.
Maybe we can toss the ball around after this, Dad. You
making
mind?
A makeshift satellite dish on the roof.
Breaking the old baseball mitt.
Just hacking in the halcyon together.
Yeah.
It's like the old days. I don't know. So that was cute. They did that. They did all that. They hacked into the Atrax network with some super glue. That's what Watson Keane says. They did that.
Super glue and double-sided tape.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
So that was
created
cool.
A back door.
And it created a back door. Well, he had a back door already.
Yeah, that's what I said. He created a back
went
door.
Went through the back door that he already created.
That's I also like the line. That's the best part about being delusional. Right. You know? Yeah, thanks.
Yes. So he gets in. Dumont immediately knows. By the way, shout out to... I can't remember the actor's name who plays Dumont.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Because no one gets, like, more excited. You know when the hacker guys get, like, oh, no, we've got a problem. Like, he does that great.
Yeah.
I get really concerned when he does that. Oh, no, we've got something wrong here. I love when he does that. Even more than Aram. I mean, Aram's got his... Aram's great. Aram's got his different level of, like, oh, crap, there's a problem, and he's got his own thing. But Dumont has a whole different, like, level of, like, Scotty, we've got issues. Anyway.
I love Dumont.
I love Dumont.
I love the hacker guys. Just in general. I love Aram. I love Dumont.
That's good. So, yeah. Dumont found out there's a back door. He knew. And then Scotty said the jig is up. She had to tell everyone. Actually, it's not.
It's Howard.
Tom, it's Howard. Oh, by the way, he's alive. Oh, by the way, he's working. And Tom's my son. They're working together. Anyway, I'll explain later.
But they're working against
right
us, and that's what's important.
Right now,
it's time
to get to work. Inez was a little conflicted in this episode.
A little
right?
shifty, a little conflicted. She is loyal to Howard, just the same way Solomon is loyal to Scotty.
I'll give my timeline fixed up. Did Solomon and Inez find Tom before or after he found Howard?
No, they went after Tom twice. The first time was when he first escaped, right. And Nez saw him behind the dumpster and didn't do anything, let him go. And then second time was after they found Whitehall, and then Nez had to make the decision.
So they hack in, they find Whitehall. He calls Nez. I like the bit in the car too, where he goes, use the phone, and Howard throws it out the window. He's using burner phone.
Could have just taken the battery out.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
Just taking the battery out. Oh,
I like the father-son team.
Father-son.
It's fun.
And so they they go up to wherever it is they're going to.
To Westlake. West Hills.
West Hills. No.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I'm just naming cities
West
out here.
West Hills.
Westlake. West Hills. Westlake Village.
West Hollywood.
One of those. West Hollywood.
they go out there and they do another, but some more cool shit. Father son, he does the I'm looking for the wrong thing, and then knocks him out.
Yeah, that was fun.
Give him an all clear.
They make a good team.
Gave him some techno babble to get him shut down all the grids, whatever.
Yeah, smart
so
move.
They get inside, and they get inside to only find out that Whitehall is Jimmy Whitehall
or Richard Whitehall.
Okay, he's Richard Whitehall, and he's the guy beautiful minding up all the equations, cracking. Quantum computing.
Yes.
He's cracked it.
Apparently.
But even he's conflicted. He's like, I don't know. What am I going to do? What, this isn't right. Scotty.
Did it seem that Howard and Whitehall knew each other or no? Because he just like walked to that room and he was like, oh, thank God.
Right. But he also was like, I'm not supposed to go with you. He's like, look, dude, are you here against your will or not? It's me or it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like Whitehall was like, yeah, I don't know if I trust you, buddy. But... He said he's all against the will. Yep, let's go. Oh, the evil Knievel pinball machine. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
So he gets Whitehall out. They make their escape. Of course, researching the backpack. What's with all the beautiful mind glass? That's got to be worth something.
Yeah.
That's got to be some research there, but no. He grabs a backpack. They get out. They get the research. They're confronted by Nez and Solomon.
Solomon and Nez.
And Nez does the right thing.
She does the right thing. We think.
She
we hope.
A flash grenade.
Something
in,
like
in
that.
The backpack.
Did she destroy all the quantum computing stuff? Because I know Tom had some stuff.
Yeah.
But then, what's his name? Needed that backpack. Didn't Whitehall die?
No. Whitehall's in the out. Remember? Whitehall's with Scotty at the end there.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Yeah. Sorry.
So,
whoops.
He said they were the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, Whitehall.
That's right.
Covered them all. So, the old grenade in the backpack.
Yeah.
I got the pin. Solomon's like, damn it.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, like, they're off. They're off.
And we find out it's
a new team. And by the way, prediction number two of 20 by Joe Braswell, that came true. Nez, Tom, and Howard are now working together as one little happy family team. But I predicted that early.
Did you?
Early. I did.
Or did I?
No. Oh, no. Check the logs. Check the logs. check the tape. Anyway, so they're all together. They're figuring it out. They have some crazy plan. Howard's like, it's time for me to go public. He basically is like, I can walk into the front door.
So, can you tell me what quantum computing is?
Of course. Easy. Quantum computing. Regular computing, binary computing, if you will, is where information is transmitted through a series of ones and zeros, mm-hmm. making it sort of a linear way to sort of get information back and forth, binary mm-hmm. computing. Quantum computing, in theory, is where ones and zeros are acting almost in the same way, flipping back and forth, allowing, through magic, I imagine, we'll call it quantum physics, quantum electronic physics, I'm making that phrase up, to go faster. So instead of going binary back and forth, it can go everywhere, making everything a billion times faster. If you can crack quantum computing, then your calculations for everything will be a thousand times faster. So things like surveillance and hacking and all that stuff will be instantaneous and fast. And if you have quantum computing and you have binary computing, I can know everything about you before you even know what the hell I'm doing.
Holy shit! You really know what this is? You really know what this is?
I'm not saying it's real. Goldtell's very riveted by my explanation. but yes, it's all.
I'm so impressed right now.
I wasn't asleep when I saw it. I mean, it's all theoretical. Who cares? But yeah, it happened. Now do you understand it?
Yeah.
All right. See, maybe I should be ready. So that's the whole. That's what this. And Whitehall's the only guy who. Can
oh my
practice.
God! You're a genius.
Oh, let me say, my bathroom wall is littered with all kinds of equations. I've been trying to crack quantum computing for years. Anyway, there it is.
Wow.
So there's all that. So, but who needs that? Because she's got Whitehall, and Whitehall can start the board up and crack it with Scotty. But Tom's dad.
Howard.
And he calls him dad too. Remember?
Calls him dad. Yep.
Yep. Tom's dad is going to shave. Trim the beard up.
Uh-huh. Look presentable.
Put on a $3,000 suit.
Yep.
And go out and be Tom again. And it was great.
Yeah, it was kind of great.
Yeah, it was great. So he came up there and I believed him. So all this, like, he's a crackpot crazy guy. And also, he's super charming when he's out there. There's something about
charming, isn't he?
Right. He's got a little twinkle in his eye, a little grin. Uh-huh. And now you're watching Scotty. Like, he's super charming. It's like, I want to believe him.
Yeah.
Now I can see why this old crackpot guy got Scotty in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's handsome and charming.
I concur.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you put a suit on the guy and you can clean him up. And I believe
what
him.
I see.
Yeah. So, Scotty watched this and she's very, very, very upset. Solomon seems a bit confused at the end, like almost like, what's really happening here? Or what? How do you read Solomon's take to Scotty at the end there? He's kind of like, what's this all about, basically?
Oh, like that she managed to keep things from him?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm with you, but like, what's happening exactly here?
Yeah.
And he's like, this father, son, this Whitehall business, like, I'm with you, but what gives?
And why would Nez turn her back on you, too.
Nez is out on you, so I'm with you, but, like, what's happening? So, I don't know.
You know what we didn't talk about today?
What didn't we talk about?
Kat and Trevor / Daniel.
Oh, that...
Was there a point to this?
Cue the Z's golden toe.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Was there a point? Is that going to be fleshed out still? Is there a reason? I still think that he's bad somehow.
I did too, because what's your name? The blondie?
I think it's Kat.
Yeah, Kat laid those seeds out when she's like, you can't trust him. I don't think you should be with him. I think there's some kind of weird thing where Trevor's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And something's going to have to happen. But let's just, go over this. So obviously, Scotty has this boy toy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Trevor, real name Daniel.
Yes.
Who, mysteriously, Kat, very unconvincingly,
I know,
gets seduced somehow or wants to sleep with him.
Yeah.
And Kat's beautiful. Again, no sex appeal.
No.
Like, she's like the robotest of robots.
Yes.
Even that scene where she's supposed to be like, I can't find my bra. There it is. She's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, did you guys have sex? Do you have sex, Kat? I don't believe any of that crap.
Do you even have sex, Kat?
I don't believe any of it. Kat was like, she even kissed him at the end. Goodbye.
Like kissing my sister.
Yeah, I was, none of that I buy. Anyway, and by the way, tough gig for this Daniel guy. The actor, he's just got to be in a bed with his knee out and his chest out every episode.
Every episode.
Just lying in the bed. Like,
and then just make out with a girl.
Make out with a girl.
That is like the gig of a lifetime.
Shirt off in the bed. Yeah, so that's where we see him again, in the bed with his knee out, shirt off. Like, you know. And by the way, I'm not buying him as a gigolo either. I mean, you know, he's got a nice body and things. You really think he's putting it down like that for Scotty and for old Kat?
I'll take Tom over him.
Me too. Hey. I'll take Tom and Solomon.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Oh.
What? What happened? I'm slamming again. You are kind of slamming today. I'm trying to talk about all the men that I want to sleep with. Leave me alone. Anyway, so I'm not buying that. So then she goes, tell Scotty. I did like the whole trick of like, let me call Trevor.
Yeah, I like that. That was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, out of habit.
Exactly. Oh, this is not me. Uh-oh. That was dumb. And then,
that was dumb.
I feel like Scotty's the kind of person that'll take you in the room and have Solomon work you over with the cue balls. For that offense.
Well, you would think, right? At first, she was really upset about it.
And then she's like, I'll have your resignation on my desk, whatever. Or she said, you'll have resignation. And she hightailed it out of there. Then Scotty came back. He came back with the resignation. Now, do you think that Scotty really forgave her? Or Scotty is trying to wait for her right moment for revenge? Or is that it? Because this whole thing is like...
I don't know. Like, I don't understand what it's all about. I really don't.
First of all, why is Kat there? I don't even care about her. They introduce her as a character. They throw her in there. And then we got Trevor. Why is Trevor there? And then they're sleeping together. Who cares? And then they get caught. This is a big reveal, but then nothing happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a dead end to me. Anyway. Oh.
What?
Red hired British Golden Infantry Organization before.
Oh.
Oh. Maybe that's it. We'll see. Oh. Glad to have someone put some.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So we're winding down. This was episode 7. So this is
one more to go.
Will all this be resolved? Whitehall and Scotty and Tom and the happy family.
It'd be fun if it was. That would be resolved? Very satisfying.
Or maybe it's just a way. Maybe all of this is a way to kick off a potential.
Well, if it's going to be a series, like an actual series, if they're going to pick it up for more episodes, you can't really have it fractured and divided the way it is right now at Halcyon.
They're all going to be working together as one.
So I think maybe this will be resolved somehow, because they have to get back together to do some work.
But if they realize who is the person who really had pit them against each other, and Scotty and, you know, and Dad come back side by side running Halcyon again together with son Tom as their agent and the gang, then who are they fighting? It's still going to be a big bad out there.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of big bads.
I don't know.
Where's the intrigue besides missions every week?
I don't know.
Oh, really? That's all you got?
That's all
you got? You getting good predictions?
Uh-oh.
Just like, I don't know?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I don't know either.
There is still, like, the whole thing floating out there that she's, you know, a Russian plant.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? You know, she was coming down the elevator. She was doing her mantra, her rubber baby buggy bumpers thing.
Do you think she's like a sleeper?
Which is maybe how she learned to speak with an English an American accent.
Oh, it's true. Do you think she's somehow connected to Katerina? I mean, to Masha? No, Katerina. Rostova.
Katerina?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, it's her cousin?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, how this all connects. When does Red come in? Red's got to be in episode 8.
I hope so.
With all the answers.
So good.
He'll come in and like do some great monologue and give all the answers.
Yeah.
Howard and Scotty. You know, two of my favorite people, except for you, Tom, who would make third. I don't know. He'll do some explanation. We'll see. But maybe she's a sleeper agent. Maybe someone's going to come in. We're in predictions right now. We didn't do the drop, but we're in predictions.
Yeah.
Someone comes in and says, rubber baby buggy bumpers. And she goes,
duh. Duh.
Scotty, I need you to kill Howard. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Duh. Duh. Like my cheering candidate. This is my prediction.
I love it. It's good. Let's roll with it.
All right. That's all we got, folks.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Oh, I love it, Andrew. What if it's Mr. Kaplan? Mr. Kaplan Jesus. Comes in, rubber baby buggy bumper. Da. Don't. All right. I don't know where it's going, but I love it.
Yep.
I got nothing else. That's it for us. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have Jody on.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to call Jody. We'll have Jody on to help us get through this damn thing. Maybe Joe Flippo will join us. He knows nothing about anything. Anyway.
Who is that guy?
Where can the kids find you?
Hey, kids. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JULIACEARLEY.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. My name is Joe Braswell, Joe K. Braswell, on Twitter and Instagram, and that's it. I love you guys very much. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for watching live.
So much fun
watching live. Thanks for listening on iTunes and watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.